Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA joining us in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Earlier in the 115th session of Congress, both the House and the Senate had their versions of WERDA, a water infrastructure bill. The conference that was worked out was actually approved in the lame duck session by the House and then most recently by the Senate. The resulting conference was called the Water Infrastructure Improvements for the Nation Act, or WIN. And for agriculture, one provision provides some regulatory relief for farm from the EPA Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasure Rule, especially as it provides flexibility for storing oil containers on farms and ranches. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says this is definitely good news, a little bit of relief from the EPA.
This was actually only one of two pieces of legislation that the 114th Congress passed on their way out the door. One piece of legislation happened to be a continuing resolution that continues to fund the government and prevented the government shutdown. That goes through April the 28th. The only thing of substance really was this bill that we're talking about. It's the Water Infrastructure Improvement Needs for America Act, the WINS Act. And this is an omnibus appropriations bill. It takes the old Water Resources Development Act and combines it with a couple other water provisions in order to try to make some changes, not only on drought and water management, but also in regards to EPA. And that's where we were involved. There was a provision included in this piece of legislation that actually protects us as cattle producers and agriculture in general from EPA's Spill Prevention, Control, and Countermeasures Rule, the SPCC. Now, this rule was put in place basically to regulate refineries and large commercial manufacturers of liquids by requiring them to have retaining ponds, dikes, and different mechanisms that are in place to try to prevent spills. It was never really meant to be applied to farms and ranches, but unfortunately, that's what we have seen, and we needed to make sure that we had some exemptions. So in particular, we were able to get language in there that would make any sort of tank that holds tallows, fats, grease, and feed additives exempt from the SPCC. But probably the biggest win that we had is making sure that fuel and oil tanks are also exempt. And those are tanks that are anywhere from 5 to 2,500 gallons. 2,500 gallon is the max, but that was also another win because initially we only expected to be able to get an exemption of up to 2,000 gallons. So to be able to get 2,500 was just, I think, additional insurance for us as, again, we try to keep EPA off of farms and ranches. So we are excited about this opportunity to provide some exemptions and also some protection for anybody that stores fuels, oils, and feed additives on their farms and ranches.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, the final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Friday, December 16th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The start time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,500 head to be sold, 4,200 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 10,800 weaned calves. For more information about the sale, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.